Hi, my name is Laura Clark, your Soulwise Living Mentor, and you can find me virtually at soul-wiseliving.com. Today I want to take a few minutes to talk with you about maintaining courage in the moments of self-doubt. We've had those, right? We've all had them. Times when we are facing big decisions and times when we face small decisions. Self-doubt can creep up at the most inopportune time. And ultimately, it really comes from a deep place within us and a place of lack of confidence. If we can maintain courage during those moments of self-doubt, we will gain confidence and inevitably be able to make bolder and brighter decisions. And this allows us to easily and quickly decrease stress and increase joy and abundance in our lives. So my tip today is to create an evening routine that will significantly increase your self-confidence while you sleep. All you have to do is these two simple tips, and your sleep will do the rest for you. See, psychologists say that we have 60,000 thoughts per day, and most of them are housed in our subconsciousness. So we're going to play a little trick on it. We're going to give it information that allows it to support us rather than pesky thoughts of self-doubt while we're going to sleep. So the first thing you will want to do is create a gratitude journal. And there's a lot being said about gratitude these days. And I wholeheartedly concur that when you embrace what is good and wonderful in your life, you do attract more of it. So before you go to sleep, write down three things that you are grateful for having during your day. They can be as wonderful as a hug from your child or a huge accomplishment at work that was completed. They can be as mundane as I was able to return all of my phone calls. Just write down whatever comes to mind that you are grateful for. The second thing is just saying four little powerful words to yourself as you close your eyes and relax into slumber. Are you ready? They are your name, I love you. Yep, that's it. For me, right before I drift off, I say, Laura, I love you. We do this with our significant others, and we do it with our children. I even do it with my dogs. Why do we say it? Well, we do it because we know it makes them feel nurtured. It gives them a sense of self-confidence in our relationship with them and a sense of security. It also gives us peace of mind to know that they know we truly do love them. So why not include yourself on this list when you're saying goodnight? In fact, I believe it's imperative that you do. It gives you the inner wisdom that in all you do, good and bad, you are loved. I am going to tell you right now, when I started this, it felt really weird. And if you haven't told yourself that you love you in a while or if ever, it's going to take a while for it to feel comfortable. But once you've done it, it comes naturally. By doing these two things, writing down gratitude and showering some love on yourself just before you sleep, your subconscious has no choice but to use the information during the night. It takes the message you're feeding it and rearranges it and packages it for your highest good. And if you do it over time, your belief in yourself and your self-confidence will grow exponentially. You'll make choices with less stress and with greater clarity and courage than ever before. You'll find even more joy and abundance coming into your life. So try these quick tips tonight and make them an evening ritual for yourself. You don't need a fancy journal. A piece of paper will do to write the three things down you are most grateful for during your day. And then don't forget to say, insert your own name, I love you, and say it with deep meaning. If you'd like to get more tips like this, you can find them in an audio series named 7 Simple and Powerful Tools for Creating Success on my website. That's at soul-wiseliving.com, soul-wiseliving.com. Just register to receive it, and it will be on your way, on its way to you. Again, this is Laura Clark, your Soulwise Living Mentor, and don't forget your tips tonight before you go to sleep, especially those four little powerful words right before you close your eyes. Between now and then, don't forget to keep smiling.